I've always believed in celebrating one's birthday. The basic reason is that life gives us ample opportunity to be sad and disappointed, so why not seize any excuse to have a party? And that goes double in the middle of a pandemic. To be honest, I thought my wife Debbie would balk at the idea this year. There's the whole social distancing thing, of course, and the testing and the face mask and gloves and spraying down your purchases with disinfectant as soon as you get them home from the supermarket. And most of all, though this is a perennial complaint of hers that it's all about me, or rather that it's not all about me, I humbly disagree. I'm not hungering for attention from our friends. Gifts are great, but honestly, they don't pack the punch they did when I was 6 or 7, and if I really want something, I can buy it myself. I prefer to think of my party as a celebration of the season. The trees have leafed out, the weather is consistently warm, pools and ponds beckon. But Debbie embraced the idea this year. She thought it was time to break out of our bubble if done responsibly. We've had several test runs by inviting friends over for socially distanced drinks and ones and twos. At first, they brought their own food and beverages, but then we started providing each pod its own cheese plate as well as drinks, disinfectant, and wipes to hose down the wine and liquor bottles between users. A full-blown birthday party, however, seemed a bit ambitious, especially if your age puts you in a high-risk COVID category or if you're bent on not becoming fodder for Twitter outrage like those, how to put it politely, bros at the Lake of the Ozarks pool party on Memorial Day. However, my wife has proven organizational talent and experience and decided a modest birthday party with a total of perhaps 8 or 9 guests could be pulled off, and without requiring anybody to sign a waiver releasing us from responsibility should they contract the disease. Cocktail hour would be held on our deck, reviving the individual cheese plates and disinfected drinks drill. Then we'd descend to the patio for dinner, a side of salmon with several salads. Her inspiration was that each guest or couple would get their own table. Debbie knew this was achievable because she'd thrown a wedding for our daughter Lucy and son-in-law Malcolm at our house almost exactly 1 year ago and had rented small tables for the occasion. She did so again, 5 of them, decorating them with summer green tablecloths and small bouquets of flowers. Unfortunately, one guest couldn't make it at the last moment, so only 4 tables were required. The spacing, perhaps 10 feet apart, didn't feel like an obstacle to enthusiastic social interaction. If anything, it was an improvement over previous birthdays that typically occurred at a single long table where you mostly conversed with those seated closest to you. The vibe was something like that of a small, intimate bistro where all the diners, their conversational skills enhanced by the beverage of their choice, discover they have lots of friends in common. The weather cooperated. It was sweater weather in the low 70s by the time we sat down to dinner under the stars, and our dog Wally displayed impeccable manners, falling asleep at our feet once it became clear that we couldn't be enticed into tossing her soggy tennis ball and that her appetite wouldn't be neglected when it came time to clear the dishes. If the event posed any risk, it would probably have come from the birthday cake. Not the cake itself, as per my specifications, a white cake with mocha frosting, but from blowing out the candles. Fortunately, Debbie didn't decorate the surface with a candle for every year of my life. That would have required a far larger cake and a fan or perhaps a fire extinguisher to subdue them. I'm slightly embarrassed that it took 2 breaths to quench the candles that spelled happy birthday. But as I said, we've been isolating for months. I had no symptoms. And besides, COVID doesn't spread easily from contaminated surfaces, according to the CDC's website. My friends and family seem to have had little hesitation about digging into the cake. I took that less as a vote of confidence in my stellar health than in the belief that while we've all been forced to make adjustments and compromises over the last several months, moist cake shouldn't have to be one of them.